1110 on WTOP. Since quarterback Robert Griffin III was injured last year, it has triggered a chain reaction of blame, controversy, and this season, a lot of losing that today resulted in the firing of Redskins head coach Mike Shanahan. Joining us live from Redskins Park, WTOP's beat reporter for the Redskins, George Wallace. George, this morning, we knew this day was coming, but certainly a difficult one for the team, for its many players. What are they saying out there as they listen and take in this news today?
Well, yeah, Mark, it's definitely difficult because even though you figured it was coming for the last 3 weeks at least, you know, because a lot of this 4 years ago wasn't supposed to be this way under Mike Shanahan. You know, it's not a Jim Zorn situation. This was Mike Shanahan, a two-time Super Bowl winner in Denver. He was supposed to restore, you know, credibility to this franchise. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to be this way with all the leaks and everything else that came out the last 3 weeks. So players have been trickling in and out of the locker room as they're taking their exit physicals. And they basically all said they're not surprised at all. Mike Shanahan did meet with us for a few minutes and thanked Dan Snyder, thanked the fans, said this is a great organization. And he basically said that they are better off today than they were 4 years ago. And he again mentioned the salary cap situation. But in the end, like you said, they didn't win football games, and this is what's going to happen. Now there's going to be another offseason of change here at Redskins Park.
Is there any buzz yet at the park about possible replacements?
No, I mean, not really yet. I mean, there's a press conference coming up at 12:30, which it's either going to be Bruce Allen or Dan Snyder is going to talk and go over the situation. But I think you're just going to see the names trickle out as we've seen all the time whenever there's a coaching change here. We'll have the former coaches, Super Bowl coaches like Bill Cowher, John Gruden's name come up, and, of course, Art Briles' name, Robert Griffin III's coach in college, his name has come up as well. But I think it's going to be an interesting situation because now with the new rules, they're not allowed to talk to coordinators or coaches of other teams that are still in the playoffs. So if they have their eye on somebody that is still playing in the postseason, then we could be waiting a while. If it's not at that situation, then it could be a quicker resolution. But I think that in the next days and next week, that I think you'll see more and more come out. I would like to see them first hire a general manager and do it that route, because that's one of the routes that Dan Snyder has not done yet. He's always hired a coach, and basically if he had Vinny Serrato here, or he hired a coach and gave them full power. And I think that obviously hasn't worked. So I'd like to see them do that. We'll see if that's the route he goes.
Mm-hmm.
George, does it appear this separation with Coach Shanahan from the Redskins organization is happening under friendly terms? Do we expect there to be battles over the remainder of his contract?
You know, Mark, it seems like the way he spoke today, because you usually don't see that after a coach has been fired, that he would take to the podium and speak, you know, with the Redskins logo behind him and so on and so forth. But he did that today, so it sounds like it's going to end somewhat peacefully. I think that the damage has already been done, though, with all the back and forth in media, which you never want to see. So I'm sure we'll find out whether or not if he is going to get that remaining $7 million on his contract. But he did not quit, and he was relieved of his duties, so that may tell you that he may just in fact get the rest of his money.
All right, George, we'll check back with you. Keep us posted out there, and we appreciate
Sounds
it.
Good.
All right,
thanks,
WTOP's
guys.
Beat reporter George Wallace, and a reminder coming up in a couple hours from now at 1:10, we'll speak with the longtime voice of the Washington Redskins, Frank Herzog. You'll want to come back and join us for that.